look at a rural area where the farmer has no access to energy. Well, how does he irrigate his fields? How do his wife cook the meals? How do his children work and study for school without electricity? So without these essential elements, you don't have development. None of the Millennium Development Goals can be implemented without using clean and affordable energy.
But does nuclear energy really fit into this mix? Can it really be seen as an option for sustainable development?
Well, sustainable development is a large umbrella. And just think of that, more people live in cities, and we see the number of megacities over the next 20, 30 years growing dramatically, especially in developing countries. They need a concentrated source of electricity. And yes, nuclear power can provide this, and to that extent it contributes to sustainable development.
But usually when we think about development issues and developing countries, we consider renewable energy sources as the best option. So what are the advantages of nuclear?
Well, first of all, many renewables are only intermittently available. That means the sun doesn't shine 24 hours and the wind doesn't blow necessarily when you need it. So you still need a reliable baseload technology that runs 24/7 and can be relied on for large-scale users like industry. They cannot just switch off because the wind is not blowing. Also, as I mentioned, the mega cities, the railways, all these things need a continuously reliable supply, and that is what nuclear can supply.
What about the environmental implications? Because Rio Plus 20 is also concentrating on the so-called green economy, sustainable development, but not at the cost of the environment. Surely the renewables are a better option if we consider environmental issues.
Well, not necessarily. There is no technology without risks and interaction with the environment. Even a windmill needs resources, materials, and so on, that have to be extracted, have to be manufactured, and so on. Each time you have interaction with the environment, and you take material and return it in a less favorable state. And nuclear is no different. And if we really look at a full-scale life cycle analysis, then, for example, the greenhouse gas emissions from nuclear are in the same order of magnitude as the best renewables. Because it's such a concentrated source of energy, you need basically less material to provide the same kind of service. And it's, of course, orders of magnitude less than coal or natural gas.
Now, if a country considers introducing nuclear power, how can the IEA help this country? There are currently 30 countries around the world with active programs, but if a so-called newcomer approaches the agency, how can you help?
Well, we first of all say, have you made a comprehensive energy systems analysis and an energy plan? Have you looked at all your options domestically, but also import? Do you really need nuclear? Once we have sort of done this exercise and in the nuclear option is a robust part of several future scenarios, then we start working with the member state upon their request to set up the necessary infrastructure. And I mean here not only the hardware, but also primarily the software, the soft infrastructure like a nuclear law, like a safety culture, like an independent regulator, like research and development. All these things that take time, human resource development, of course. And we help them to do it right and to do it safely and to do it efficiently.
Following the nuclear accident last year in Japan, how has this changed attitudes worldwide to introducing nuclear power or to maintaining a current program?
Well, obviously, a disaster like Fukushima makes people sort of step back, take a deep breath, and re-evaluate their options and their situation. And as you know, stress tests on existing plants, future plants have been reviewed again in the light of lessons learned from Fukushima, and also having in mind the agency action plan and all these activities. And once you've gone through this exercise, most countries will slow down their ambitions or their expansion plans. But we have not seen a retraction, a major retraction of nuclear power programs globally.